Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Again, another blessed day with Sam Cooke. Change. And why this contextual change is so remarkable, because not of something that happened last week or last month or close by in time. But, you know, it goes, let's say, specifically a particular spot in the past, which, if I am able to say it more specifically, I would spot time 509 BC. There are other things that happened before that, but if we are to like gradate these the value of the things that happen in time, this is the spot that I wish to put. as one of the great happenings in the human civilized world. 509 BC. I talk about it a lot, and I would hope now what I am saying will show relevance to perhaps this something that you already familiar with. So what happened in 509 coup is really what makes talking about change in this context profound. Because something happened in the world that strike at the civilized psychological brain function, and a lot of people get been hurt over the years until today, right? So I'm going to focus on that. And there are a lot of nice things. When I say nice thing, I mean important things that can be drawn into this context of change. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I'm getting old, like many people. Why I say that is, you know, I listen to myself, you know, and a playback and see exactly how I am presenting the issues I have in my mind. And I can feel a certain stress where I don't think that, you know, I make a good delivery. However, I have to tell you the truth that even though I know I don't do well a lot of times when I prefer better from myself, what is foremost in my mind, since, you know, everybody in the world has a mind, right? And I put the greatest value on my intention for talking, my desire, and my ego. That's what my mind is on. And I have to say, I definitely don't have some of the abilities that I wish I had to make delivery. Now, I think to myself that it's better for me to try. It's better for me to possibly affect someone. You know, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't think I can do that. And some people definitely will not come on this radio and say a word. You know what I mean? For the people who need to hear someone speak so that they can be touched. those people are listening so intently to what they need to hear, rather than to find fault with somebody who has some speech flaws. They want to see if you sing something that they can they can identify with. And they want it as, you know, the tank need the, you know, the automobile tank need gas in there for the engine to run. And, you know, I am saying that because, you know what? There's a certain reason why I feel to live longer than where I'm at right now. There's just special reason why I care about living. Because, living all this long time, and the first half century of my life is abominable. I don't mean that I do anything abominable, but the church that I have been which the church has been the greatest influence in my life. What kind of influence is it? It's an influence that no African person, I won't even say myself. I have to include the entire species. Because what has happened over past, say, 100,000 years is something that is crushingly painful. And to see that my life and most of us lives are destroyed, our brain destroyed by false information. And to see to it that these European Homo erectus folks are here today licking their chops off what caused African people to go astray and to ruin. I mean, not willfully, but just like it comes automatically with the territory or the climate that has been created by the church, the Bible. Which, you know, when I look today, now that I know, without equivocating, I know for certain, historically certain, that the white people came from out of their uncivilized evolution state of existence and interbreed with the blood of other people with a higher degree of blood, higher quality blood than they have for 1.5 million years. And they would never become what they are today unless they step out of the way of their own existence and violated Neanderthals, which, and eventually African. So you don't get the impression that black people, well, that's what they call us anyway, and a lot of us don't know that a white people call us black people because they disdain us. They want a name, like they say, super bus for the king in Rome. They have a name attached to his name that I could sense that that is not a part of his name. You know, because it's at it's at the ending of his proper name, Lucius Tarquinius, right? And what do you got now? Hyphen? Superbus. That's not his name. That's not his name. And it's what these sodomites who call themselves Romans and detest that king, detest him for what? Because they are not a part of the race of this king. And if he's living, if they have anything to do, like living in the territory that the king ruled, what did he do them? I don't read anything except what these sodomites are writing about the king of Rome. And you can see the way they pick around to demean the king and lie. And these, what I'm telling you, is what I can account for in the history I read. You see, that these white people, since they get a little opportunity to read and, you know, can do a few things. Yeah. Anytime they catch a black person to crush you and make you look bad, that's what they like to do. And especially at the level where they are overthrowing a king. Yeah. Yes. What happened in 509 BC is one of the worst things you can think of, and think of it when you're hearing it. But unless you read it or hear somebody talk about it, you won't know. And it's ridiculous that it is not known. When I first read it in the World History textbook, I only paid attention because I know it was not a mythical story. I could sense that this academic type of a story had to be true in a World History textbook. There's no way that is going to make its way into the history textbook. Somebody want that is true, and somebody want it to be in history. So the person who is connected to the issue of overthrowing the king must be a part of the overthrow. I mean, that's the way I look on the chemistry, the energy of the story. It's and the political effect of it. Nobody was going to be able to access the World History textbook in that context. Talking all these things and trying to paint a different picture to things, like undermining the king, overthrow the king, take everything, all the entire trove of the king in Italy. And you see the place where Pope Francis is, that's the place where they overthrow the king and take control of the property and everything that the king had. these same Homo erectus that turns proto Indo Europeans. They are the ones that did it. And today, when they do all the crimes around the world, they don't identify themselves as such. They identify themselves different characters that they have taken on. And no other character in this case but the African people's character. Because just as though you have we are different groups, though we belong to the same culture. Chinese, you know, and Indians and many others of the ethnic African blood. Yes. So what happened is, how we come to be where we are here today is like, because we have been migrated or transported. I wouldn't say migration because it's not, well, I don't know how willing the people who came here were, what condition under which they decide to come here. Probably they were caught. I don't know if they were caught and forced to come. I don't know. But from what I have been aware of is that they were elected or selected from somewhere in Africa and put on ship. And it's like a mighty number of Africans. All right? Now, what is the reason why these sodomite white people, such a remote time when they were not a people who could talk? You got to like explain this to me, because you can't look at us here today and just say, all right, oh, that's an African person. You can say that, identify me as an African person. But the Indian, the Chinese, the Arabs, the Hispanics and stuff, they are African people too, right? So now there are some distinction to be made. How did the white people come to talk? That is something that must be answered, because here we are talking about history, prehistory, and modern history. And we don't see any of them say white people were civilized. No history at all say white people were civilized. So how do they come out of nowhere, educated lawyers, judges, and have government? Now, this is serious, because look, whether I'm dead tonight or tomorrow or the day after or next month, right, or years to come, this issue is serious, and it must be resolved. Nobody touch it. People are talking all kind of other stories, all kind of other issues, and all directed at, oh, the white man, them wicked, and blah, blah, blah. Nowadays, that, you don't hear anybody come on outright like I am doing. Has to be the start of some you know, of something, liberation from bondage that these sodomite white people have tied up in such a way that African people are unable to figure out what happened since it's from so long, you know, to, 2,600 years ago that this thing happened, and they have been making inroad into territory. They don't have any kingship legal jurisdiction at all, but they, from 2,600 years ago, they have make inroad. And again, I have to, when I say to you, how did we put into ships in Africa and travel to the West by an organized effort of white people who now call themselves all kinds of different names, like a different people who was interested in making us slaves. No, they packaged themselves into being different people. But we know no different people not come from nowhere but out of Africa. The white people them develop evolution in Africa as well. Because the world textbook that we have here, that we definitely don't cover no foolishness. But historic stuff, right? In one way or the other, is historic stuff, right? Because it's not supposed to be in the world history textbook unless it is material stuff of the past. So I'm saying to you, if you think that it is okay for us to continue living under these sodomite fucking ass people who they are not culture with the African, none of the African people. European white people, they must sodomite culture. And the world history textbook in the common big world history textbook carry them as civilized species. But they are well branded Homo erectus, and they alone seek sexual intermingling outside of their group or out of their species. They alone do that. Now, we don't have anything else to analyze but that, to know that being Homo erectus, they don't have civility like African people who are hybrid. History says that. They write a Bible and don't want to put it into the Christian Bible because their intention is criminal. Because they are lying about our creation in the Bible, about a God who make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. That is impossible to be true. And that no one has shown certification, academic certification, that is true in history. None whatsoever. Now, they are tricky enough to make us believe things, though it is impossible to be true. They have knocked our brain, that I call it brain retardation. Black people's brain is retarded. And let me explain that. I'm not saying that they are not educated. Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. But the education that black people get
is one where they get it with a brain that is retarded. But you may not understand the context and definition that goes with this brain deterioration that I'm talking about. Your brain is not all at one deteriorated. There are some parts of your brain that, you know, like some file on the computer just get bad and it are almost bad. And until, you know, you probably just can't access it anymore. Well, some part in our brain, because we have four working brain activities into our head, in our heads. Four of them, right? And I may not say right now, in case I, you know, I stray too much away from what I'm saying. We have four brain activities, four brain stations. But I can tell you this much. The first one that opens up when you are sober is one that is attention. Your attention must wake up. And the next one is you got to pay attention. You must, you just wait a minute there. Okay. Wonderful. Yes. The first operative brain function, once you wake up, these four brain operations turn on, right? Because the four of them do four different activities, right? Though they work with basically, you know, the one contextual operation, but they perform different things. That's what I mean to say. All right. Image in figure 4.1 represents where these processing centers are located in your brain. All right. I'm just telling you about the four of them. It's attention and thinking. And that brain function is right a few inch over your left eye, you know, going up into toward your forehead or your top hairline. Yes. And the other one is straight up and go a little across over to your left, going like toward the pinnacle of your head. One is up there, and then begin to descend along the side of your left, of the left side of your head, and come down like a few inches, and one is there too. And then that's the third one. The fourth one is begin to go forward from where you are, like you're going toward your left eye, and come and go, what do you call that? Is it, they call it like a diagonal line? But you're going towards your right eye. not to your right eye, but your left eye, right? So you're not going down, or you're going across, as it were. And then another one is right there, you know, seems a little above your ears, your left ears. So that's four of them, right? This is a book that I got from a doctor who used to supply me with some brain tablets, right? Quite a few years now. But he sent me this book, and I appreciate it so tell, because this is touching something that all of us can't do without. You know what I mean? All right. But if many people know this. When I got this, I didn't even know. I mean, where to find a book like this. But he sent it to me. And, you know, free of charge. And it says 2020 Brain Power. Joshua Reynolds, you know, with Robert Eller, MD, Christine McGann, Rogerson. All right. So I tell you what this one is. I'm not going to go into the other one, but they are, you know, very, very fascinating type of things that they do. And that make us live the way we are doing it. Now, so this first brain operation that causes everything to work for us its function is attention and thinking. So look at that and see for yourself. You don't talk and do business in your sleep. You do not. None of us do. And whether it is you sleeping at night or sleeping in the day, it doesn't matter. Once you start to sleep, those brain activities shut off. Right? Shut off, and the brain will carry on business of maintaining your system. Your brain continue to do that. But if somebody should come and wake you up, like, you know, touch you or something like that, or make a sound, and you jump out of your sleep, when you jump out of sleep, this brain function is standing by. You know, I mean, the way we are made up, we have this type of thing. It's like, you know, some people are you can't wake some people out of sleep easily. You know, so like you shake some people and they still take a long time before they wake up. Right. But what I'm saying is this brain station is standing by. Attention and thinking. Because how important it is for us to pay attention to things. If you think it is a sloppy thing or something you take for granted or something like that, what I mean is, if you think very light of the value of attention and thinking, if you don't know the value of your attention that you give to things generally, when you're awake, it's not working when you are asleep or your attention is drawn from something. You're awake, but your attention is not drawn to what is going on. So I'm saying to you is that this type of brain function we have, we must know how to appreciate it and how our spirit pays attention to attention and thinking that we do to things, right? Like, be observant, record what is said. A lot of time it's memory that holds these information. But for sure, if you decide to gaze away when something important is being told to you, and somebody say, are you listening to me? You know, because you need to really pay attention to it. If you are negligent to paying attention to serious things, because if you don't mean all that, not much of anything, you know, well, you can nobody pay all that close attention to it. But you must make up your mind, you know, whether that's the case. Now, to guard yourself, we need to pay attention to our of importance to us. All right? Now, we only live for a little time. We only live for a little time. And when we come here in the world, we all come from a womb of some kind, evolutionary like the white people, they come from some womb of some kind. Evolutionary, you know, creation of beings, whether lower animals or human-like type. Now, we all have the same value, right? I mean, life value. Now, these white people, they have their value, but when it comes to living on Earth, there is distinction between lower humanities and the higher humanities. The World History textbook tells us that when these white people integrated with the Neanderthals, and this is not just a slight story in history, it is a major story in history. Okay, that they, right now, you probably hear it said that Clinton, President Clinton, said he is from Neanderthals. Now, I don't know if that is true, but I'm just saying it just because it is a popular knowledge in history that anybody can read. We know that they came from hominid to Homo erectus, the white people them here that we're dealing with. Look at them and see. White people don't impress an African like any of the ethnicities of Africans. White people don't have anything of the African people, saving those they intermix with, right? The intermixing with some African people give them cross breed. A lot of them that look white, big nose, them are not real white people, are interbreeding species of their species, the interbreed one them, were no good. The interbreeding that the white people do with African people, they may think to serve the purpose of just social life, appearance, and money, and who is this and who is that. Oh, it's all right with them, but for the political benefit, them no have no political benefit. They don't have any moral benefit because their head is not a good head. White people's head is not a good head because socially they are no good. Socially they are just no good. And if you want to go on with white people in African territories all over the world, and they killing off who they want to kill off, and you don't want to pay attention to what is world government from antiquity till now. What they are doing and saying, they don't identify with the government of the, you know that? These Sodomites, who say they're ruling the world, they don't have any alliance with ancient and traditional government. That is here in the world, it's a textbook. Nobody has changed it but these Sodomites. And what they do, kill off the black people to do it. Okay? Now, I am telling you that they don't have any in AD Anno Domini, because this still established kingship government is still here in history. And the black and the African people, they are still here going on with life. So what is the explanation for the white people them chasing the African people everywhere they go when they left Africa? Why, after so many years pass, we have it that the African people who left Africa they left Africa 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago. Now, you can't just scatter this all over the place. The history is saying one thing here. You know, are giving us routing to human conduct, human action, right? And whether or not the civil from the uncivil. The history is telling us about them. Right? So this is what we have, is that we know that these white people don't have anything in history that makes them civilized. So how did they get some civility to read and to learn skills and stuff like that? How do they come by having a language with name and stuff like that? They are in Europe 1.5 million years in Europe, and they can't go nowhere because they're like roach, really. They can only crawl around where they are, but they don't have any civilized enterprising skills to get out of there, right? So the thing is, we were created long after they were here and created civilized. We can go anywhere we want because we are taught by the gods. We have the civilized blood, and there's no problem with us, right? But something happened 12,000 years ago. Something happened. So when you ask the question now, here they are saying that they're governing African people. We don't raise the issue of history with these sodomite killer. You know, they teach African people to do all the evil things they do because just like they want to fuck your body, you know, so that's what they do. And they are coming down on us. That history said they're not in our culture. They have no business around us. They will not allow to live peacefully. They're saying they own everything that we have. And I read a book, W.E.B. Du Bois, or I think it's W.E.B. Du Bois. You know, he tells of how people of long before they begin to do all their, you know, the worst of their evil acts. These guys, yes, W.E.B. Du Bois, if you you can that, yes, you can if you have never read W.E.B. Du Bois, tell you the title of this book. Okay, let's see. Yes. Africa. The World and Africa is the title of W.E.B. Du Bois book that he wrote that I read. Tells, right? So The World and Africa by W.E.B. Du Bois. It tells how when these white people was establishing the church, what they say, they didn't want black people in the church. You think that the church existed before Christ? Take a good look at that. I don't have to do much to convince you about that besides but tell you, because there was no church at all until these sodomites come and make the church. And make God, the word God, they're the one who bring the notion that monotheism, God, is something. And that is in AD era, in the Christ era, where they bring in the church. You see, now, these are the people who rig up the church since they learned to read. Who taught them to read? Who taught white people to read? And I'm going to tell you, who taught white people to read are the institution of the Elohim God, where all of us would be taught. They came in like they want to be taught, and it is in the World History textbook that they were a part curriculum. So over the past 12,000 years, that's where these white people transformed themselves. And ever since, they are able to talk and understand language and understand skills, they began to take charge. Right? So the first real criminal on earth since they learned to read, and they are sodomites. Well, apparently by their nature, right? I can't blame them for how they evolve. I can't blame them for that. However, where nature put you, you have to stay there. You see? Because if a certain nature want you to be that. Don't be anything else. They don't live by that rule. Decide that they want to experience something more than what they are. So, well, and usually, I don't know how they get the idea to want to fuck the ass, though. I don't understand, except to use a view that when they were, you know, like, you know, a million and a half years, it's a long, long time. All right. But nature make them up into evolution and make them male and female, too. It's like a lot of animals, male and female, you know, and they, you know, they procreate is the main thing. But look, these sodomite people will give you argument to authenticate their fucking ass. They show you that their brain is not good. in the context that although they can talk and do all a lot of social good things, but their brain is not a civilized brain. You see, they get this thing, this knowledge, and can do things. Yes, but there's a lot more that the brain would have to do for them to be civilized, and the brain is not going to do that. The genome that they have is not going to allow them to behave like they are civilized. So it's not a joke when they use a Bible with the kind of academic knowledge that they have and whatever ability they have to do to write stories and do all kind of stuff. You know, that brain where them have there with this academic knowledge is a brain that works like a law, like the beasts in the field that tear each other up and eat each other. That's the same kind of a creature the white people are. And I am not going to say that, I'm not interested in like making it look bad for them, because a lot of white people live and didn't make no trouble, but they are a part of that culture, right? So what I'm saying, though, predominantly, really what counts, you know, is what vine you spout off of, right? That's what is going to judge you. Is that because you personally trying to do what is right? That's your lineage, right? So what is happening now? The world is in a bad state with these white people, because they don't know what ownership is. Think about what I'm saying to you. Do you see why people behave like they know when they work and hone something? Maybe now in America, they may behave like they know some of that. But to what extent do they do that? They don't do it freely and amicably like, you know, the natural hybrid people that, you know, a lot of hybrid people have gone astray by mingling with white people over the past 2,600 years, especially with the church influencing us in such a way where we start believing something where we cannot be corrected unless something happens. You know, like in my case, where my brain begin to like show me things and I begin to read and understand things differently. However, the situation that we are into right now is because the white people them that say they are ruling, they started out, you know, and pursue education. Because these are what is called the intermixing people who came out of the barren miscegenation, I mean place that they had that was having these interbreeding people, right? So these people who these white people who interbreed with Africans and bring these nice looking, you know, male and female whites into the world. Some of them may be nice and some of them not going to be nice. But they are the ones that are doing the terror, like the Inquisition work to kill black people and take away what they have. Yeah, that's the blood where they have. Now, how can you look at a white person today? It's your neighbor next door. You think of this good neighbor next door to you. You are looking at millions of the same type of people in America that this white person next door to you will never be like a Chinese, an Indian, or Hispanic, or Arab, or not like that next door to you. They will not, as good as they may be, because they are white with a genetic problem, and because they are trying to live, it doesn't mean anything to the problem, the big problem. Then they must. No, I wouldn't get rid of the neighbor next to me who I find is okay, but as a species, and they invading and mixing with us. Oh, right now, every one of them. No. So the point is, I put it this way: sodomite as a whole must leave our territory. Sodomite, homosexuals, must leave all of our country. That's all there is to it. Because the truth that I am speaking now, which we all never know, once this energy is here, they got to go. You see, so they feel good. What they do everywhere, kill the black people and take control. Well, they're going to find out now when the real energy take them, right, with all of the catastrophe that been coming since they invade America. They're going to find out that it's not going to be nice anymore for them, because the time has come. This is Aquarius, and the energy is no longer accommodating sodomite in a place where they come and with Inquisition, crusades, and churches and stuff like that, and totally upset establishment that the God set up. And they are here now like, no, God never come, never do not. Now them do everything because they are sodomite. I'm telling you, the intermixing that they do is no good, because their head is not the same head that their species had, you know, when they were created by evolution. The brain that they were given in nature is not what they have right now. It's one that they create, just like some men trying to make themselves like women today, and women trying to make themselves like men. Well, that's what they did. You know, which man is going to turn himself into a woman and feel happy and comfortable? Which one? I don't see that. I've heard of that. And the woman who likewise try to be like she's a man and all that. They can't live with real peace in their soul. You know what I mean? Because you have a male body and your mind and emotion is a woman. No, that's torment. That's bad. And you see, I don't know what those people go through, but the point is, you can't say, is the Elohim God create these people? No. You see, a lot of things is happening because of, like, the crossbreeding and other things that people do that affect their entire mind and soul. All right. So what I am trying to say to you right now is that we have a world that is turned into something else, according to these white people, New World Order. They don't want our civilized world that the gods create with zodiacal calendar, 12 houses of the zodiac, and what it means to civilize life, not to evolutionary life like what they have. They are a different type of a creature than us. When we allow them to come and take over, you know, take over our land and wealth and everything and live it under their perception of being fucking ass. They never had any life, but since they have met the African, the God's way of life, they just take please them and decide that, okay, we know law now, so we're going to make law and put them on, like, invade them and conquest them imperial colonialism and just inhabit where them live and everything like that, and just push them one side and take over everything. These fucking stinking ass white people decide to do, that's what they have done. Is what they have done. Now, the point is, they will never be civilized as black people. Okay? They will not. So they interbreed and get some sense because they're running away from extinction. They are on standby for extinction because all of the white people's ancestors are extinct. And according to the reason, it's about some four different humanoid came on from evolution, and they're all extinct because what? Civilization they don't have. You know, so it's just like a pig, a cow, and any edible meat. You know, they can't, you know, it doesn't matter how they're smart and bad or nothing. They're going to go that way, you know, either they're going to die by natural causes or somebody's going to cut their throat and heat them. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the white people that we're looking at here today, that own, you know, just about everywhere you see, look, it only takes the truth to drive them out of our territory. It means that you have to come out of their institution that they make, because it's all about deceiving your mind when you don't even know your mind is deceived, because you are believing that Jesus come from heaven and you're not looking and reading well enough, careful enough to know that no, God never begot a son. And next point is, where is Adam and Eve? Where were they created? Where is that garden? Where is the geography? We don't look at those things. We just believe what these fucking ass white people craving for wealth and things that they never had. This is where they come with those, all those things they have in the Bible. We have a ton load of factual things that incriminate these white people living in our territories, kicking out and totally displace our place in life. And look at what they do. We don't look at the things that they do and taking on our names, taking, you know, talk about our ancestors like Moses, Joshua, and all the African characters, put them in a Bible and talk about them, and then they come in like they are a part of us. See, and do it in ways that we are not careful enough. When they call themselves Romans, when they overthrow the king, it is obvious it's they that did it. But they are dealing with African people who really don't care or see that much into anything. So they write these lot of things down in the World History textbook. They don't think that one day we're gonna develop and mature enough to read something and know exactly what it says and track any corner you turn in. And when you make wrong corner, and come back and join up and think. We see all of that. But they don't think that we will ever get, they think that they have gotten to the highest form of comprehension and able to like control things. We will never understand it. They're wrong. They're wrong about that. And the only thing they strive for to protect themselves, because they know that they're, you know, all that they do is inspiration of fucking another person's ass. Them can't leave that out. That is their God. That is their Christ. They want us to serve that Christ, right? And tell you about God, of all the things that they say are in the world and created supposedly by God. This, they have to isolate that character that they are saying beget Christ, because they don't believe that. They don't know what they're saying is true. They know they're lying, right? So this is the way are looking at us. We don't have, that high knowledge like them. But if you notice, anywhere a white person or a white institution see a black person that is educated and smart, they don't fool around. They don't fool around with you, because you have more authority inside of you than they can ever have. You see? And you wouldn't usurp anybody in their position or not like that. You are appropriate. Power that you have cannot be overruled. Right? Because you don't go about and make trouble. You are equitable. Right? You're respectful. And you give due where it is due. So, what I'm trying to tell you, we are in a different age, a different time. It's not Pisces. So, whereas we are set up under the 12 houses of the zodiac, these guys come with AD and Adama shit. AD and Adama shit. Because, when they make a pope to have dominion over the world and stuff like that, it was only until time mature when they would be busted. You see, they don't think that they will ever be busted, but they are busted long time. But they are watching to see. They're sodomites. They can't give up what they work hard for. That's in their mind. But the point is, this is not their place. And language is the thing that they underestimate. Everything that is written down in history about them and all the different names that they give themselves, they think that, they covered themselves by calling themselves Romans, but they don't know they opened the door as wide as it can be. Romans don't cover them. Upon examination, it is clear they were never Romans. Never. But they think they get away with what they have done. No. No. So, I bring this to attention and just hope that there are those of us who are awakened to this thing and understand that we have never gone out and attacked these people in Europe. No, I haven't read none of that. How can something happen like that? Where you don't hear nobody, you never hear white people talk about what we do to them and not like that. You know that. But the whole thing is on them. And we are here on our turf. And they are coming and saying, no, it is not ours, it's theirs. And it's not like it's one place that they drive us off our land. And where we settled, a place that is your home. and they come in and cut your throat at night and all this kind of stuff. Right? And we sit down on it. We sit down on it until now. Okay? And they never one day, they feel good to come to church and sing about Jesus and stuff like that because that's what they're getting their bread off. Right? They're not looking forward to no day when we come to some point they will have to leave. No! No! They don't care about our history. That says, you know, tell about civilization and how what a civilization is, a culture that you know, live after a common way of life. They're fucking each other's ass, and they're coming here and teaching us the fuck ass. That's what these white people are doing. How do we allow that? They want to like say, well, then, okay, Satan can't problem in the world like Adam and Eve. It's time for black people to know, say, Adam and Eve only exist in real history, not in a Bible. You get that? Not in a Bible, because Bible is only, what, 1,700 years old. Iznik Turkey, Constantine Bible. Okay? It coming in the white man era. I tell you about, for you to really read the way the cookie crumble, you have to start from 509 BC. That's where the coup to the king took place. And that is still our place. But if I didn't say it, a lot of people would never know, because I didn't know for a long, long, long time too. I never heard anybody say it, right? But now, when I read, I see all of these things, right? I'm not going to do anything else besides look at other people like myself who grow up and don't know, right? I don't know that everybody is going to start reading and find out. I mean, without them hear somebody say, I have to look on everybody out there that since me live for all that long time, over half a century, and nobody didn't tell me. Well, I look at it that a lot of people, my parents died and didn't know anything. So I have to think, like, the first thing I want to do, if I can do any kind of writing at all, I can't write. But I'm going to try, because I would like to get some of these things out of me and tell other people. I mean, a lot of them are not going to be in a mental state to even listen to anything like that, because once you believe that stuff about Jesus and Adam and Eve in a garden, you know, even if it kind of sounds good to you, you still have, you know, a discomfort inside of you. A love for what you believe in. You see? So it's only some people going to make it out of it, because, you know, it's not like that you're not going to go to heaven or not like that if there is any heaven. But we were not created to go to a heaven, though. I have to make sure that you know that. No Bible don't tell you, though you believe in the Bible, but the Bible doesn't tell you that you were supposed to go to heaven. If you notice, the story of Jesus doesn't have any connection with the prophecies in the Old Testament, because he is supposed to be a king sitting up on a throne and ruling over Israel. That doesn't happen. He should be a king and a prince of peace. That doesn't happen. So what you have in the New Testament is a story that they make up, like the prophecies them to say, God speak to prophet 1,500 years before Christ. They are bringing that up, whereas they show no relevance between the prophecy of the prophecies in the Old Testament, and particular the portion that they wrote Isaiah. prescribe. You don't see none of the prescription that Isaiah wrote in the 9 verse and 6 and 7. The ninth chapter of Isaiah and 2 verses of prescription, that is 6 and 7 verses. You don't see any of the prescription for fulfillment of Christ, the Messiah coming, Jesus Christ, the son of Mary, son of Joseph. You don't see anything closely be the prescription that Isaiah wrote. You don't see none of that in the New Testament. Be a king and a prince of peace, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. You don't see none of the physical thing, just like you don't see no physical thing about Adam and Eve in a garden. Them writing all kind of thing and I say a garden is there, and you can see they are pointing to things in the garden, but why they didn't put the geography where they are writing about? They can't write about it and it don't exist, but this is what happened. I'm telling you, these sodomites are not good people. You got to understand that. But they come in and make African people, as it were, get, accept what they stand for. Why we accept what these white people stand for, and they don't belong to our species. They must be kept right where they are over Europe. But they decided they have power now to go all around the world and colonize the black people? No. How do we allow that to happen? I think that some fate in nature caused all of this to happen. I mean, is this a coincidence? For all what these folks have gone through until today, is it a coincidence or an incident? Which one? To me, this is an incident set up to happen, because the way Only these white people in history are Homo erectus, like that come from the humanid. They are the only ones that have this type of historic information about them, and it is outstanding. They come along with this type of unnatural type of energy. You know, like, why them? Why them? Why not the Chinese? Why not the Indians? Why not the Hispanic? Why not, you know, black, brown skin? But they, who has, this type of distinction. The distinction what these white people have, to come and find an intellect that tell them, you know, they are going to live off the African people. That's what W.E.B. Du Bois wrote, that they said they are going to live off the African people. So what you're looking at right now is something that they pre-planned. And I told you about the 12,000 years ago. If you feel like you have to allow them to live on you as us and destroy our next generation, is that what African people want? Is that you don't have a next generation because of these white people who now take over and eventually intend to just wipe out the memory of the African people? They want to take it over. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing right now. That's why we have Christianity. And you may think like it's innocuous. You're not no wrong with it. You think Jesus died on the cross. This kind of stuff. We must learn the truth of history because the church and the Bible is not. It's not a civilized thing. There's a lot of principality war going on because of this. And it is needful and helpful that African people wake up. Wake up, because they are telling you now they have AD and Adamani, and everything you have is licensed under AD and Adamani. Now, what happened now? What is going to happen? What is going to happen is that they're going to, like, you know, what you call this now, you know, you have to kill this thing about AD and Adamani, because it's not law, it's not government. It can't be government in this context. But they have gone out and have done whatever they did and come as criminals, and everybody afraid of them. You won't be afraid of them if you really know the truth. But once you come up short, they are going to grind you to powder. Yes. Because they want to know for real now. They're out there and they're telling you about Jesus. And it is well renowned of all the people who come up and know that Jesus is not nothing. God can't produce no son the way the Bible has said that. And they still, I tell you that Jesus is the Son of God. And they still do it. They're not going to stop until the time comes. The time is right when they are forced out with the nonsense, the fucking ass that they're doing, and think that it is fine with them to impose on us, take the wealth. It is evident that they don't come with no attribute for commercial life. It's not until they learn. But then they take over and call themselves Greek, Romans, and all kind of thing them call themselves. Now, stripping it off of them. Strip it off of them. They don't, this AD and Adamani, you know what they use it to do? Do to have what they have here today. Because they use AD and Adamani, a criminal type of rule. And today, AD and Adamani, they are using to make federal law and all kind of law. AD and Adamani, and all over Israel, everywhere they are, they're using AD and Adamani as Roman power. Like I said to you, them steal the name Roman. And this is what gives them this opportunity. You see, because nobody realized it is the same Roman them we're going to Palestine and destroy Palestine. And they give the name, say, it's the Romans, it's the Romans, it's the Romans. And no black people, don't see nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not just merely wrong with that. These people are dog fuckers and ass fuckers, man. And they are writing up curriculum in the school. You think that they should be here in our country setting up universities and all of these other sodomite place all over here? No. 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 If you want to take this lightly, and if you think that they're bad and you cannot afford to talk the truth, now, you know, it's going to take good thinking. It's going to take good thinking for you to know enough to justify that, look, church is definitely a curse upon the world. Because so much church is in Jamaica, and you think that, okay, you know, the place should be okay. And it's just like there is no power in the church. And is the people must just put power in there. No. Oh, the ministers, them, you know, a screw like a picnic them and all them kind of thing in Jamaica. No. If the church was a good thing, I followed the church until I was over 50, right? And I could be dead and gone. All kind of stuff could happen to me. Because a lot of people come up in the church and they never bother to live good. Them just wrecked. But I wanted a good life. And it so happened that the good Lord inspired me to read and read with better sense than I used to read. And then I begin to see things. You see what I mean? So the thing is, you have got to want something in order to seek it. And if you don't want to do that, then not, you just don't die. You know, after you live, you die. But I'm telling you, no, we are not going to live with these white people. And we are not going to take up arms and go fight with them. No. But we have got to change our ways. You have to realize what the Bible is. Adam and Eve in the Bible is not your history. You have to get there. Okay? You have to understand the system that they make up and say it's a new world for us. No. Regardless of what it takes to remove white people from our territories, look, I don't feel any way negative about driving them from our territory. I don't feel that. And look, I am not saying that I would look for every white person and drive them out of America. I wouldn't. I don't think that way. But the Sodomites and those who say they are government rulers and stuff like that, that's right. Their fucking ass must be out back in Europe where they come from. Or wherever else Sodomite country they come from. They got to get out of African territory because they never lack place to stay. If they want wealth, well, they don't see us as people who had wealth. They don't see us as people who had wealth. Why they come here? They don't even give thanks for that and how much we help them. No. It's there. So they fuck us until they don't have no sense. I tell you, the integration that they did, their head can carry them to a destiny of peace and love with all other life forms. It can't carry them there. Because what they should have done with the African people is not create this kind of a dilemma where we can never come to peace, and they continually living off us. I mean, go overseas and manhandle the African leaders and stuff like that, kill them and all that. No, it frowns, it stinks. It stinks. So they come now and say they control everything we have with AD and Adamani. All right. Well, AD and Adamani, let me tell you. I'll tell you what AD and Adamani is. You see? Because I don't think you understand what AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord is. You don't know what it is. All right, I'm going to tell you. pentobarbital. 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 It's a word I'm trying to like pronounce. Pentobarbital. It's a word. And I know somebody out there probably know this word. I didn't know it until my attention was called lately to it. It is the insulin, the drug that they use to kill death row people who the court passed death upon them as their sentence. So pentobarbital is the name of the killer drug to kill people. That's what Christianity is. That's what Christianity is. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. If you believe into Christianity so much and you don't see that Christianity don't help, everybody has struggled with Christianity and all kind of thing happen. The blood of Jesus, all of the people that may have, if the blood of Jesus was ever true, we wouldn't have a world like this. And it wouldn't be this sodomite them. God in the Old Testament wanted sodomite to come live with non-sodomite people here. You think so? All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I am speaking what is written in history. These sodomites, they don't care about our history. They want people to be concerned about the Bible. And I am telling you now, not anymore. Not anymore. Because the terror of the gods will come. And as a matter of fact, if you don't know, these white people, the reason why they have a space program up there, it is because for a long time, they've been telling, let's say for the past 2,600 years, they've been preaching about Jesus and Jesus died for your sin and all that. And they managed to convince millions or maybe billions of people that it is true. Now, it's coming out that whereas they say, there is nobody else in the world but us, right? And the Bible is something you believe by faith and Jesus will save you, right? So they put us into a state where we don't have no hope in principality at all. And the monotheism God we need to believe in. The God in the Old Testament, the Bible that they make up. Now, so them draw us away from our real certified prehistory because we were created before the flood, right? These white people come with them Jesus, and like I was saying to you that they don't have anything that prophesy in the Old Testament. They are the ones that write the Old Testament and the whole bunch of foolishness about prophecy. We don't create in history in Africa under those terms that they're writing in the Bible. So the Bible is not for Africans, but they sell us into slavery and take out the indigenous way of life out of our brain, and we now gone under the sodomite Genesis creation story, right? So what I'm saying to you, these things are intangible forces, the power in words that is telling us the way things were. Where we come from, the situation where we come from, since we become physical beings, these folks decide that, oh no, we are not sodomite, but them are sodomite, and they have all this education now, and they're using it against us. They're using it against us. So it means it's for us to read and come to know that we don't have no life that the Bible is promising us. The Bible is not telling us about our history. It is telling us about God and faith in God and what you believe and what God are going to give you. We have a history here to tell us. And everybody is living by the history about that affects the created the African people. Is these sodomites elevate themselves to the point where they are able to do the things that they are doing. But we are by far beyond them. We are by far beyond these sodomite people because they steal every knowledge from us. King, they steal secrets from that they're not supposed to have. Even ordinary African people not supposed to have those type of a secret, classified secret that king priest supposed to have. Now see them come here now and call themselves king and priest, too, but they don't want to call themselves kings, you know, too much, right? So just a few of them presumptuous enough to call themselves king and ruling over people that don't exist in civilization. They are not civilized in any kind of way for them to talk about their ruling over us. So now you wait until they come around with AD on Adamani again, right? To me, right? They're going to find out what this AD on Adamani is. AD and Adamani is not African law. They're not. It is illegal, and they use it to kill us. That is in evidence. Okay? You know that. AD and Adamani that they have ruling now, it is in evidence. They use it from 1220 to kill and to steal everything from African and force you to join the Church of Jesus Christ. We have everything here to drive these fuckers of asshole out. Okay? Let them go develop. Let them depend on their weapon that they have. They will find out how long they can depend on it. The greatest power in this world is not the one where them make up with bomb. It's the one that the hell of him created, right? Like the tornadoes, hurricane, and all these other forces to destroy evil. That's right. You see, we will forever be glorifying the Elohims that came to earth. Okay? And you and your Jesus that don't come from nowhere is a nutcase. Okay? Character. Okay, that you all make up, and you can make up those things and get black people to believe it. You're lucky. Lucky. But now, it's done away with. And if you think it's going to help you, well, all right, wait and see. Wait and see. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. And this is all that I am about to tell you. And I have, you know, more feature here to tell you before I'm all done. But I have to tell it like it is. Because they are not going to use African territories and make it theirs. Because there is nothing legal to make them do it. Not their legal system, because their legal system is to kill and keep black people out of their own life, out of their own inalienable rights. They want to keep our inalienable rights, and they're not going to do that. You see, they don't have anything of their own, nothing they have of their own. What they have and think is their own, they got it from us, AD and Adamani. that the first thing I want to know from people is what is AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. That's what I want people to tell me. People are calling me and want to sell something and stuff like that. I say, I ain't going to talk to you until you tell me what AD Anno Domini is. You see? So if these white people think they are bad, they are not as bad as they think. They were never civilized. And where they learn to read and learn to take care of themselves from is the African, the gods who establish civility on earth. And I am proud. I mean, all over 100%. I can't be any more proud of what history offer us. Okay? So, let me play a little tune and come back and settle up. And I will resume and take things where it's supposed to end. I will be right back. It's set up tense with a little walls for the lonely. Okay, that's wonderful. Shout out, Ken. All right, let's continue now with overwhelming evidence. AD gay people crimes taught in Christian Bible. The Bible is a Christian book, yeah? I used to take side Christianity because of the way I grew up into the church. I grew up with the church with the concept that the church, Christianity, is good, but a lot of people don't follow the teachings well. So basically, when I used to think or judge whether or not a person is in some error, I always think that, well, it's not the church to be blamed. You know, it's the person that needs to live up to Christianity. I used to think about it in that way. But now I realize, just like all these white people call themselves Puritan, Pilgrim, these are people from the dungeon. They use money and take wealth and put themselves up and create the society they want. I know African people are low class and not anybody to be respected because they now put themselves up into, they make up a society for white people. Okay, basically, I could see that in W.E.B. Du Bois' book, The World and Africa. So what we have is that the church has always shunned the blame that it deserved because it's the church that not to be there. The church is not supposed to be on this earth. It is because of these sodomites. And now they take first seat in world societal stage, right? But it's because we don't know. Wait until we know and see what happens. See if you hear anybody calling this program and coming on with anything. I think I have a friend of mine that called me, when was it? Yesterday. It is when I say friend, we don't know each other personally. But on shows, we met and talked. So we drop by every now and then. But, you know, I kind of a break that link with him from some while ago. I mean, maybe a year or two now. Because I realized that he's a African man, but where my thinking on my, where I set my life up, he is not reasoning there. Academically, he's not reasoning there, and he probably a man with a university degree or something like that. I always said, you know, tell it. I have a high school diploma, that's it. And a paralegal certificate. That's what all I have, right? So this guy came on, you know, begin to ask a certain question. One of the problem with this person, he is controlled by the white so-called Romans, education, what you call it, their system of clarity then. Whereas my system of clarity is about the word and the use, the definitions of the word, and the context in which you apply the definition. So I call that word science process. You have to follow that principle and don't talk your own thing. If you are asked a question, you got to follow the relevance of that and don't say what you want to say. And this is the kind of way, the kind of thinking that my friend has. So I can't deal with that. I can't process nothing like that. So we don't get along much anymore, but we will talk whenever or so. But, you know, it's like I don't look for him like I used to, because there was a time when we never delve into anything that deep. But then, you know, we begin to come to into that type of experience. And I am this way and he is that way, right? We don't hate each other or nothing. But what I'm saying to you is that we are at a point now where it's the way you understand the world and what you should do with yourself. This is really what it's all about. Remember, when you wake up, it's thinking, is attention. You pay attention and think about what you're doing, okay? Because you're going to store things in your brain, and you need to accept it or reject it right out the door. That's what happened. All right. So now, I'm telling you about the Bible. The Bible is a gay book, homosexual book. What about, and remember, I tell you, these Bible writers are people who learn to read from African Institute. The World History textbook affirms that. It's the reason why I'm telling you that. It's the reason why ain't nobody going to block what I'm saying. Ain't nobody going to laugh at this guy. There's a lot of people, good people, like, you know, of semi-persuasion then. That people jerk them around because, you know, apart from we read ABC alike and stuff like that, but reasoning and maintaining logic and, you know, the what proper context for stuff. A lot of people, they're way educated than me. I have a brother with a PhD, and he won't talk to me. He's afraid to talk to me now. Because, you know, when I talk to somebody who fails to respond to the way words and reason is controlled by logic, and they decide to push the illogical way of talking on me, well, they may wind up sorry, because I'm not speaking any profanity or not like that. May not get, I mean, hungry, you know, in like the regular hunger that people have against each other. But I am strict, because for me to process anything the way I view it in the way it is written. You know, I can do damage. Let's put it that way. I can do damage. And like I say, you know, it's not in the physical sense. It's in the linguistic sense. Because words and what is going on inside of you, you know, you have to know that, look, words and your feelings, you know, are very, very critical. It's a critical relationship that. And when somebody can tell you something, you know, and especially if it has the truth upon it, and they tell you it a certain way, with a certain spirit with it, you may never overcome it. You may never overcome it. So, a lot of things about words and the effects of it that we are to be careful about. So, I am telling you that what we say about the Bible, what I am saying about the Bible, we don't want Christianity in no way, shape, or form in African territory. And the people who are Africans, who feel like they want the church To them, I say, go and learn to read your history. And before you do so, make sure you understand words the way they are used and applied. Make sure, because like I say, you go to university, but there's a lot to communication that you ought to know. And words are the things that we must know about. A lot of people go into university, and if I say, what do you make of word science process, which means you process word by the science that govern words, you know? And when you say that to them, they don't know what you're talking about. It's like a few years ago, I'm on Facebook, and I met T.D. Jakes. I met T.D. Jakes on Facebook and, you know, started up a chat with him. It didn't last before he disappeared. He ran. T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes, if you listen to him, you know, this guy is intelligent. You see, he has good school and he got to have good school the way he performed, right? So he probably went to a university. He probably. But yet still, I'm asking him simple things and he don't know what to say. He run. And yet, T.D. Jakes are lecturing people, counseling people, and T.D. Jakes is a wealthy man, based on what I observe. You know, in disclosure, they talk and things like that. T.D. Jakes is preaching a long time and apparently become successful over you know, the past like 30, 35 years or something like that. You see? Not the struggling preacher that you used to see. All right. I'm telling you that because you go to university and college and stuff like that, all kind of a learning institution, it doesn't mean that you handle words the way you're supposed to. You see? And you may wonder where I developed this type of a demeanor from and this type of knowledge from. Well, you know what? I want to tell you, I didn't read well in my early time of life until I read in the fourth grade level, until I was like 27 years of age. Then I went to high school and graduated from high school. And after that, I did a course of paralegal and graduated. I'm not that stupid. And when it comes to words, I mean, you know, you might can go higher up on reasoning certain kind of things than I do. But let's say common logical general knowledge and stuff like that, you know, you have to go a long way before I am not in the general arena. But in the general arena, you're not doing anything to me like, okay, lose me, you know, because it's too tough for me. No, as long as you're in the general world and the way the words are to be used. Like when I'm in class, in the paralegal class where, you know, scrutiny on what you say come about, right? Yeah, I am pretty good at this. And it's like reasoning form into my head long before I have the reading ability to appreciate it. Because, you know, it was the church. It was the church. And now my brother, we cannot get along, is in the church. He's a bishop and maybe retire now. 6 years younger than me, but he cannot, he won't. And it seemed to me like he just doesn't know based on some of the communication we have. You see, he's into Bible, and what they have a name for Bible study. I don't remember the word right now, but I heard that word from my brother years ago, and it has to do with Bible study, just Bible issues, though, and hermeneutics, biblical hermeneutics. I mean, thanks for the memory. Hermeneutics. You see, biblical hermeneutics. He's big into that, and he has a great depth of talking about Old Testament Bible stories and stuff like that. And things that in the Christian institutions. And, you know, he knows all about those things. But if I ask him about history, prehistory, and the things that are of historic precedents, he don't want to face that, because precedents of what happened in antiquity under the BC era, it totally wipes out church. You see, and when the white people get us into slavery and teach us these kind of AD anno domini, honest fucking kind of concept, that is not into our thing, okay? Into our ancient history and the history of the gods who created us and caused all things for us to be. My preacher brother don't want to hear those things, the things of history. He don't want to hear that. So you have to be pretty ignorant. So because you can read, it doesn't mean that you're not ignorant as well. Your brain can hold ignorance and some intelligent things too, right? So if you go up on your ignorant the ignorant side of your brain, then that's what happens. So what I'm saying to you here today, you have to think really hard and sincere and make distinction. Otherwise, you're not going to see what I see. Okay? And I am not into fool anybody at all. I'm not into that. I am for real, okay? When I tell you about the Bible, which is so beloved by so many people now that I did love, I realize now the world that these people are talking, and they make the world so, they destroy the world in such a way that you should be able to see something in what I'm saying. You see, because these white people, they don't care about African people no more than if you have some money on them. They might tell you like, oh, Trump is talking to this black dude. They have reason to talk to certain black people to make it seem like they are not against black people. And they use black people like that to turn against black people. You see, so as long as they are here in America, you don't think that white people are any good. Let them go back to Europe and prove that they are good over there. Let us hear about it. But we don't want them in our territory. And it may seem like, oh, they are 400 years now. Like, why making any deal about it? Look, you bet. There is a big deal about it. It's not going away. It's time has come. Go back where you come from. Go back where you come from. A day you come from. We not come from there. But you come where we there. Come kill we off and everything like that. And we must live for it happily ever after. Without inalienable rights. Go fuck their ass some more, maybe it may tell you the right thing. But right now, no. No. White people must go where they fuck ass, where they learn to fuck ass. We didn't teach them that. We don't want them to teach us that. Bear it in mind. It's no joke. This is no joke. It should never have happened. Now that it has happened, the time has run. Go back where you come from. Go fuck your ass over there and live happily ever after with the wealth where you get from America. As far as they are concerned, they are telling us, you know, we are to sing, my father is rich in houses and land. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands. You know, he has riches untold. I'm a child of a king. Who do you think the child of the king is? This fucking fool. Making creation for black people. Imagine that. They're so smart. Well, the time has come, okay? When I tell you this, I tell you the truth. That I tell you, when I tell you about the Bible, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Just not a joke. Okay. Yes, it is not a joke, I'm telling you. It is for real, and look at the world around you. So, overwhelming evidence. AD, gay people. That's the AD Adadamani gay people who stand on nothing because no Jesus never exists. They make it. It's a faggot contrivance they make, and they think black people believe anything. Okay? Let's go about this in the legal accounting of issues. Right? Let's go that route because it's not a joke. Mean what you say, say what you mean. Use the right words to represent what you say. The evidence is overwhelming that AD Anadamani, gay people, their crimes come from the Christian Bible. All of their crimes come from the Bible. Because someplace, they'll talk to you like, okay, sodomy is not good. You get a sense like it's all right. But they who do those things, when they're writing literature or something like that, where them want to convert you, they might tell you, say, them not giving to it either, and them are the producer of it. It's not a joke. Not a joke. All right, let me go on a little further here and see if we can get some more done. Are we coming? You know, I have a few more minutes that I should be able to get this done. All right. So it goes on to say, Elohim civilized hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. People have more brains than you think. Right? See what's going on here. Okay. I'm in the right spot, I think. All right, so we go on here. To say, beware of Homo erectus, these white people who are pretending to be civilized and ruling the world. Beware of Homo erectus, Indo-European Bible. Beware of their Bible. Christian. Beware of Homo erectus, Indo-European Bible, Christian dry grass. You know, it's the place where they intermingle with the intermingle with the African people. The stipi. Stipi dry grass. Because they follow Africans to the West because they cannot do anything except they first learn from them. See if you're following what I'm saying. All right. The fact of that proves Erectus existed since 1.5 million years ago. These white people here we're talking about, okay, only make stone tools. Over all that period of time, they're in Europe. They never go anyplace else. They never, spread out no further than right there in Europe. Okay? And I imagine some of them spread out in Asia as well, maybe. All right? But what I'm trying to tell you, you have to be careful of how you are living today, because you have people who are not even human beings around the world, you see? And the church where you go, you think say, it's an institution, you figure, and you don't belong there. But if nobody not tell you, you don't know. And could only, they, all right. Now, there's something here to clear up. They, throughout the length of time, they are in Europe. Until the Bronze Age, like 3000 BC, and coming down 1200 BC. 1200. What am I talking about there? Yes. Making the stone tools. And yes, 1200 BC. 1.5 million years ago to 1200 BC at the Bronze Age. They could only make stone tools. No, don't do that. Before you do that, I am not doing business with anybody who cannot tell me what AD and a dominate in the year of our Lord is, because people are too ignorant these days. I want to know if they have any sense of talking. Okay, thank you for your patience. All right, now, stone tools, my friend. You don't hear anybody attack these kind of stuff, but look at the African people in America over the past 400 years. Think about that. And it's not because things couldn't change. Any given day, somebody can, you know, decide to do something different. Black people haven't had no effort. They make no effort at all. And the effort that they put out is like, what do they call it? Black Lives Matter. Listen, you know, it's a waste of time. And anything you're going to get out of Black Lives Matter, it's not going to remove this faggot out of African territory. We and our way of life don't need sodomites. Africans and their way of life don't need no sodomites. So why are they coming here as criminals and commit all these crimes against us? And we sit here like everything is all right and go to church. You know, I mean, the church just waiting until the COVID-19, fly away so that they can go back out and worship their faggot Jesus, their homosexual Jesus. When I talk like this, how many people you think is going to accept what I'm saying like it is something that is that makes sense? No, because these white people spread the biblical false teaching all over the world about Adam and Eve in a garden. And now it becomes too complicated for people to, like, look into it and understand it easily. Nobody's taking this easily because people love their God and their Jesus. That doesn't exist. But if you show them it in the Bible and show them say, you know, exist, they still don't understand that. They still believe the same thing where it's there for them to see is not true. That's terrible. Well, all of us don't come like that. And, you know, the Lord make us to help each other. And we're doing it. The point is, the shame and the disgrace is that black people don't go to Europe and do anything in Europe. Okay? We don't shit in Europe. Just imagine that. Okay? We never do nothing to these people. They want to come here and look in our eyes and tell us that they have a right to come here and do, I mean, make laws and say they you know, AD and Adam and all they do is steal from us. And you mean we must not understand that. We must not understand that these uncivilized white people who just barely learned to speak, I mean, over the past 12,000 years. Check it out. And we must sit here like, oh, they are the super race. You know, I said, get your stinking ass back over there to Europe. You hear? Get it back over there. Embassies and all these kind of stuff. These faggots set up. And out there, punishing African people out there for breaking this law, that law, and all them kind of thing there. We don't want no AD and Adam and the law here. Okay? Go back to your jurisdiction with it. And we will deal with the aftermath of all of the filth that you filth here and put into people's minds. We will have to deal with that. But we don't want you nor them here. Okay. So now, only stone tool they could make. And today, if you don't really catch them and dump their head into the truth, they will not accept it. They are the scientists and they are the scholars and blah, 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 blah. No, it's time to make them go back to Europe and think about what they have done over the past 2,600 years and before. All right. So I'm telling you, to these stone tools makers, stop fooling around with African hybrid people because you don't know us in all of our dimensions. You don't know us. But there's a lot of us here today that think something different. And you need to go back to where you come from because we want our space. You want to think that, oh, this is your space since when? You're American since when? You are no American. Neither are you Romans. We know who you are. You're in the world, it's a textbook. You see? And all the things that you like to do, you lick out, you know, is half and fuck it after you're done, lick it. You folks are nasty. Things that these folks come on my show and said to me and asked me, as a matter of fact, that's where I get it from. Right here on my show. Look, you think they respect black people? Why they make use our system of law and call it a courthouse, Supreme Court, and passing law to marry same sex? Did they marry anybody in Europe? No, they didn't. Because they could only make stone tools. Them don't know nothing about marriage. But now, everything that started in Mesopotamia first, they take it like it's theirs. Court system, tax system, school, university, they learn it from us. Okay? With the world is the textbook. All right. It goes on to say, African civilized hybrids were created 200,000 years ago and was able to migrate to many places outside Africa. 100,000 years ago, including the West. What do the Sodomite culture compare to? Do they compare with us who can leave Africa and go to many places in the world and they've been here 1.5 million years making stone tools, couldn't go nowhere, unable to migrate and settle outside of Europe or Asia, etc. That is proof. Yes? That is proof. White people are never civilized. Okay, it doesn't matter what they claim they are today. They have to go back to that step. Go back to where the step they made into the direction that they are going now. Remember that step that you made? That step was stone tools, right? You step on stone tool. That's your ambition. That's your skill. And then you see something greater than that. And that's the way your life come to where it's at here today. But are you still civilized? You're killing people like, you know, you need to feed them to vultures. You don't care nothing about African people and their life because you don't have a soul, a genome, that as regard for African people. What are you doing here? We don't stop you from fucking dogs and your other fucking ass over there. Don't come here and kill us and everything and we can't do nothing here. No, I'm telling you, get out. I don't have anything else to say about you white people. Get out and take your white ass back where you come from. Because if you think we don't have no guards and no one to protect us, you're wrong about that. Because all of my life I'm going to church because my parents are Christian. But that is not the way it is anymore. There's a different energy in me because I read and I find out. You know? And not unless you have a different history book than the one I read, which is certified. It's not like a Bible that you read that, you know, pure, I mean, sodomite garbage written in there about, you know, African creation and all this kind of stuff. Why? Go, look, write a different edition, all right, to the Bible you write, and correct all those things that you have in there, all the African names. Put European name in your Bible. We don't want it in the Bible, what you have here, right? We don't want this Bible you hear. Take this Bible and go make up the one that fits you. Don't call African names in anything you write in. Call Bible. We don't know about anything else, but look, the amount of lies and the amount of criminal violation in the Bible. We don't want neither you nor the Bible in our territory. This is not like, you know, 2600 years ago or AD first. Now, watch this. I say that that proves white people are never civilized, unable to find Bering Bridge. They couldn't find the Bering Bridge. They couldn't come into the Americas. As close as it was, they couldn't come here because they're too uncivilized. On their own, you see, unable to come here on your own. Or you come here later on. It's after you interbreed up and worldwide up yourself with the African establishment. That's the only time that you could have come here and not just walk, but you can drive boat and whatever you want and fly plane. Yes. Only by criminal means, colonialism. That's the only way you come here is by colonialism. After you have learned to do a lot of things. Having civilized Adamu, hybrid human brain, takes African, right? It is saying, having civilized Adamu, hybrid human brain, takes Africans to unlimited places on earth, right? That's us, because we were created civilized. And you want to come here and wipe out the history that we have. And you are not showing any history about yourself. You see? My friends, I want to thank you for tuning in here. Here is a little bit more. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new lands, but in seeking new lands. What? Is not in seeking new lands, but seeking in seeing new lands. I have to like make sure I see this thing right. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeing new lands, but in seeing, something is wrong here. But seeing not in seeing new lands, but in seeing but in seeing But in seeing
In seeing new lands, all right, but in seeing new lands, with new eyes. All right. I struggle with this. All right. But let me get it over with now. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeing new lands, but in seeing new lands with new eyes. That's a quote from someone. Okay, now a little more. For the purpose of this book, 2020, Brain Power. That's the book I read from that I told you about the brain. This is the book. Yes, Brain Power by Joshua Reynolds with Robert Eller, MD. And to help you better grasp how your high performance brain engine works, I am going to use a 4 brain model, right? He says, your high performance brain engine works. He's going to help you better grasp, better understand how your high-performance brain, so we all have a high-performance brain, you know, how its engine works. I am going to use a 4 brain model. I want you to envision that you have 4 brains or brain system all working together to manage the miracle. To manage the miracle is you. the miracle you are, but he says the miracle is you. You have a sensory and motor brain, S and M, right? An attention and thinking brain. A, T, and T. No, yes, A and T, not AT&T, A and T brain. Not telling you what it explained, but just telling you about these 4 brain systems. And a feeling, and emotion brain.
F and E, feeling and emotion. The fiction, somewhat like, what? The fiction, somewhat like network computers. It's not fiction. I'm sorry about that. The function, somewhat like network computers, each with its own processing center, speed with which they process information and communicate with each other is what determines how well you feel and function in your life. Imagine in this book, figure 4.1 represents where these processing centers are located in your brain. And you know what? I'm tired now. I'm old man. I'm over 70. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, wherever you are, with diligence. And I am very sincere with myself, right? And therefore, I'm true to myself. Whatever I'm saying, I'm true to myself, right? If I'm going to be wrong, I will face that. But anything I'm telling you, I'm coming from a research. I'm coming from, you know, a book where I didn't write. You see, and people who have studied and know, knowledge is in the world here. And you have to study to know. You're not going to know it otherwise unless you study to know, right? So when you listen to people who don't do no study and they want to tell you how the world is, no bother with that. No bother with that. Because you have to be certain to walk, justify that you know what you know. You can't allow people to tell you things and you just take it and believe it. No, I'm not in for that. However, a lot of times you can just know that by the context in which a person is speaking and their spirit that come across to you, you can discern whether or not they're making sense, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's for us to decide. And like I say, I thank you for tuning in. We're going to follow what is in this world for us. We're not going to allow white people. It's disgraceful to me to grow up and come live into this old bunch of evil that they spread out in the world that affect my brain and so many other people's brain, right? Brain retarded, right? And nobody not helping us. And they are here looking at us and feel good, and we're going to church with them and everything like that. You think that don't sit well with me. And anything the gods have that can toss them where they belong, that's what I want the gods to do for them. That's right. That's it. Take good care, okay? And until the next one.
he was conscious.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thirty-seven. Wow. struggle. Mm-hmm. B-I-V-O-L.